You have not come to what may be touched, to blazing fire and darkness and gloom, and a tempest and a sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers entreat that no further message be given them. You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to a judge who is God of all, and to the saints of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. Let us pray. Holy Father, we come to thee because thou hast come to us. Thou hast taught us to seek thy face, and we bow before the God whose glory we have seen in the face of Christ. How can we live apart from thee? Teach us that life is redeemed only in thee. Forgive us today of all that thwarts thy will in our lives. Renew us by the cleansing of thy forgiveness and the fullness of thy mercies. Enable us by the power of thy Spirit and the tranquility of thy peace. Teach us to seek thy counsel in all our needs, that our lives may show forth thy praise. Gather to thyself in love all whom we hold dear, and all who are dear to thee, that the world in which we live may reflect indeed the glory of thy grace. Hear our prayer. Through our Lord, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Several months ago, I talked with a man who kept saying to me, "I can't remember." Even though the questions pointed only to yesterday, he could not recall. In old age and sickness, he had lost one of humanity's most precious gifts, memory. He had forgotten many things that would have troubled him, or brought him sorrow, or anxiety. But he had lost to the treasury of beautiful memories with its light and joy. Memory is vital to meaningful human existence. Humanity entered upon a new era of awareness with the birth of memory. Israel long ago was admonished to remember the mighty works of God. Remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you thence with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. In matters of faith in God, memory is a precious gift. It revives faith. It brings renewal. It conveys reality. Through memory, we make the past our contemporary. Remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Our Lord belongs to the world beyond us. Let this be reality in the heart of faith. The one crucified with a crown of thorns possesses a crown of diadems. Earth the rejected has become God's accepted. His resurrection marks God's victory in his death. More than anything else, I suppose, Easter is a story about God. It tells what he can do with the grave. We say, says Luther, in the midst of life there is death. God says, in the midst of death there is life. Christ's resurrection from the grave also sets out our assurance of victory over the grave. Here, Adolf Schlatter once observed, is the birthplace of life eternal. Faith knows, too, that Christ's resurrection is the beginning of present spiritual realities for all who have trustful hearts. The petty pace of life is quickened because we realize that we have been raised to new life in him. What Elizabeth Barrett Browning said of one very dear to her, we say of him, "The face of all the world is changed, I think, since first I heard the footsteps of thy soul." He belongs to the world beyond us, but he gained access to that world by traveling through ours. Men of faith do not look down into a grave, but up into the world of our Father's presence. To remember that Christ lives with the Father revives our faith, brings renewal of spirit, and conveys reality to the soul. Lives again our glorious King. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Remember Jesus Christ descended from David. Our Lord belongs to our world. His history is testimony that he has truly entered into our existence. The poetry of Christmas portrays this at its very heart. He bears with my humanity because he has borne it. They were looking for a king to slay their foes and lift them high. Thou camest, a baby thing that made a woman cry. His history is evidence, too, that God sums up the divine purpose in his history. He was David's son, flesh of our flesh, but for our sin. The hopes and fears of all the years were met in him. The ancestral hope had become a presence in the man from Nazareth. His history is proclamation that in him is the fullness of divine revelation. Robert Oppenheimer once said that the best way to send an idea is to wrap it up in a person. God has sent us more than an idea. He has sent us himself in the Son of David. His history is the end of the old world and the beginning of the new, because the beginning of the end has begun in him. Life in this world can never be the same since he has lived among us. Life for us is lighted up with 1,000 flares set down in the darkness of the world. Our Lord belongs to our world. To remember this revives our faith, brings a renewal of spirit, and conveys reality to the soul. Remember Jesus Christ as preached in my gospel. Our Lord is present in our preaching. What a staggering thought to possess and beset the soul. The gospel is God's action, the expression of his will and purpose. It is the proclamation of the realization of his intention. The gospel is God in action in Jesus Christ. The word of the church is the word spoken in Christ, who is God's act of grace. And we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. He to whom witness is born is present in our preaching. Our proclamation becomes a revelation of the revelation of Christ. God speaks his word through our words. We do not meet living men with dead words. We meet dead men with living words. The gospel is not the recalling of dead words written on the page of a book. It is calling forth the living word written on the heart of God. Through God's grace in the gospel, men hear not words about God. They hear God. Remember Jesus Christ as preached in my gospel. To speak of my gospel is not to speak of a private possession, but of an inner reality. It is my gospel when I am possessed by it, when I have appropriated its benefits. God's gospel is not real to me until it is mine. And my gospel is no gospel unless it is his. Our Lord is present in our preaching. To remember this revives our faith, brings renewal of spirit, and conveys reality to the soul. This year is yet very young, and so is this term. We will yet fail him miserably in our mission. We will be unworthy of him in our inner life and in our life with others. We will break his law and stand guilty before him. But let us remember this word. It will deliver us from all the principalities and powers that would undo us. Remember Jesus Christ. This will I do, my dying Lord. I will remember thee. And when thou dost in thy kingdom come, Lord, remember me.